The United States Ambassador to Nigeria, Richard Mills, rejected the accusations in a meeting with members of the Nigeria Governors Forum in Abuja. The ambassador stated that no credible evidence exists to support such claims.
We have labeled Boko Haram since 2013 a foreign terrorist organization, a designation that was designed to block Boko Haram from carrying out any asset transfers to the United States, allows us to arrest and seize members of Boko Haram, and allows us to cooperate in investigations with the Nigerian government.
He emphasized that the U.S. is fully committed to supporting Nigeria in its efforts to rid the country of Boko Haram and other terrorist groups.
We, I can assure you, have policies and procedures in place to ensure that USAID funding, any of our assistance funding, whether it comes from USAID, the Department of Defense, the State Department, is not diverted to a terrorist group like Boko Haram. There is absolutely no evidence that I have seen that that has occurred. And certainly if we ever had evidence presented to us that a program funding was being diverted to Boko Haram, we would immediately investigate, along with our Nigerian partners.
The U.S. ambassador's statement comes in response to claims made by U.S. Congressman Scott Perry during a hearing on February 13. Perry accused USAID of indirectly funding terrorist groups, including Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. He alleged that USAID's annual budget of $697 million, which includes cash payments to Islamic schools, might have been misused to finance extremist activities, including terrorist training camps. General Christopher Musa, Chief of Defense Staff and Head of Nigeria Armed Forces, in a recent interview, corroborated the allegations made by the U.S. congressman. Musa said, "It's been a cause of concern on how the Boko Haram organization has been able to sustain the operations that long."
During the surrendering exercise, we were able to see some of them with hard currencies, different denominations. Besides that, like I said, they have a lot of support coming from outside. Now, what we have done is that we have raised these observations. The Office of the National Security Advisor, the NFIU, the Central Bank, the NIA, the DSS have all moved into it. What we are also doing is that we have reached out to the international community on the importance to trace the funds.
He said if the movement of the money is tracked, it will help in bringing terrorist activities to a halt. There have been calls by some northern elders to temporarily suspend the services of NGOs pending a thorough investigation. Gideon Paramalam is an activist in the North Central, Northwestern and Northeastern regions of Nigeria. He called on authorities concerned to properly investigate the allegations.
There are international NGOs, but there are also local NGOs. And I think it's important to make that distinction. Those international NGOs that receive big time money, I think it's good for them to account for whatever single funds that they have received in order to spend in Nigeria.
Nigeria has been battling insurgency and terrorism for over a decade, with the government committing enormous resources to counter terrorist operations, while also seeking international cooperation to curb the menace. This is VOA News from Abuja, Nigeria.